Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe. Now, if you have been listening to the show for a while, and which I really hope you have here at the kpcradio.com station, it's to help you reshape your brain and rewire your brain so you succeed. And we do that several ways. We do that through my brain tips that is found in my new book, Answers Unleashed. And so if you have the opportunity to check that out, please do. It's the science of unleashing your brain's power. We also have guests on our show. These are individuals who are experts at what they do. So we have guests on our show that help us understand what they had to think and get through in order to achieve success in their life. And last, we have our callers and our emailers. I include the emailers too, because we've been getting so many emails from everyone out there. And I'm so excited to answer these questions and unleash these questions for you. So today's question, it comes from Rebecca. And Rebecca writes in, and Rebecca asks this question. I come from a family that doesn't have that much money to go to school, and I'm interested in going to college. What can I do to get scholarships? I don't even know where to begin. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for writing into our station and writing into our show specifically, Answers Unleashed, and asking that question on how do you get scholarships? And if you are a person who is interested in going to school, this show is for you. If you are a person who is in high school, the show is for you. If you're a person in college, the show is for you. If you are a person looking going to go back to school, this show is for you. And what you may not know is that there are processes and ways for you to actually get money, free money, we call it scholarships, to go to school. Now, did you know that? Do you know people willingly just hand over money to you to learn? This may sound like a dream come true, but it's reality. It is called a scholarship. And no matter what, everyone is eligible for a scholarship if they know to do these three things. So the show today is how to get scholarship money when you don't have money to go to school. So how to get scholarship money when you do not have money to go to school. And I know this specifically, and I can share this and share my own testimony, if you will. I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and I didn't have any money. We did not have money for food. And it was very rough. And just to give you a little background about my story, I launched rockets for years. I was very thankful. I've had the ability to do great and amazing things with science, and I've received a powerful education from California State University Northridge in order to do it. And the process of actually getting a scholarship wasn't easy for me at first. Then I learned the trick. I didn't come from a family with money, and most people, when they prepare for rocket science work, they actually are put into private schools and they are taught all this just immaculate way of calculation so they can succeed. Well, that was not my story. And Tom Bilyeu from Impact Theory also shared my story. If you have the opportunity to check out his show, I have a show, like a 45 minute episode on his show, talking about my experience. And one of the stories that I share is that I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and we didn't have any money. And we sometimes didn't even have any money to eat. And we would chew on ice sometimes just to trick ourselves to think that we were actually chewing something. And that sounds so horrible, but it's just true. It's something that people in poverty do. And if anyone thinks that the United States does not have third world countries in it, you're wrong. We have poverty, really horrible poverty in the middle of the city. And even though people think, oh, it's better than most countries, you don't know unless you go through it. You don't know what poverty is like unless you go through a situation like that when you are literally trying to figure out what you're going to eat. And in this growing up period of my life, I was going to a high school and someone showed me how to write an essay. And I wasn't the best at it at the time, but during that period of time I went to high school, I was being bussed into this one school, and my friend's dad showed me how to do an essay. So I did an essay, and it was one year I got a scholarship. I think it was for either $1,000 or $3,000. I forget the exact amount. But my family was on public assistance. And when we were on public assistance, we relied on food stamps at the time. And we relied on welfare checks in order for us to actually put food on the table and just at least keep the utilities on. And it's not much money at all. It's barely enough for one person, let alone four of us. It was five of us specifically. And I remember one year I got a scholarship, and my mother did exactly what she was supposed to do. She reported it to the county office. And at that time, and for the regulations that there were, they said that the scholarship money that I had to go to the family. And either I give it to the family and didn't have money for books, or I'd have to move out and take the money with me. And that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. I was 16 years old, didn't know anything, didn't have any clue on how to take care of myself completely on my own. I had some inkling, but when that happened, I was literally placed between a rock and a hard spot. Do I stay with my family and receive the scholarship and then not have a way for the rest of my family to be able to eat? Or do I leave and move away from the house and try and take care of myself and try and find other scholarships in order for me to go to school? And that is when I officially became an adult. At the age of 16, I left my home and left from the roof that was housing me and my sisters. And I left home at the age of 16 to pursue an education. And I only had this one scholarship, this one scholarship to be able to get me through my entire educational process. And I didn't necessarily know what to do. I mean, when you move out and you're 16 years old, things that you take for granted, like toothpaste and toilet tissue and all these things that you just assume is always going to be there for you, you now have to buy on your own, and you have to find a way to keep a roof over your head. And so then my mission became, okay, I left school. I moved into the dorms over at California State University, Northridge, and I was there. And I needed to find a way to be able to keep paying for things, keep paying for a roof over my head. I had to keep paying for books. I had to pay for each semester. And my family did not have money. I did not even have money to even pay back a loan. So what was I going to do? And that's when I found out the beautiful aspect of scholarships. You see, there are people interested in your success. There are people at every single company. There's individuals all across your city, and there's individuals all across the nation looking for you. They are looking for you, and they are looking to invest in you. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more. There are individuals right now who are willing to invest in your intelligence and your drive and your mission and your purpose and your ability to get out there in the world and do something big. But you cannot get there and do it by yourself. You will need help. You are an investment, period. And I didn't necessarily see myself like that. I thought that I was always going to be struggling, and I had to get out of the mindset of struggling. I had to get out of the mindset of being poor. I had to get out of the mindset of having poverty. I had to get into the mindset, into the brain thinking, into the way of knowing that what I was doing was going to make a difference, and there were people out there willing to invest in what it is that I was doing. Now, this process, if you master this process when you're going to school, you can master this process when you become a business owner. If you're a business owner, you can master the same process that I'm telling the students right now. Because do you know why? You have the ability for people to invest in you because of what it is that you will do to change this world. You see, I truly believe in what Gandhi says. You must be the change that you wish to see in the world. And there's no other better person to start off with other than yourself. So when I was in this situation and I had to go to the university and did not have any money, I contacted this one woman. Her name was Lily. She was a very nice woman. And Lily was a person that worked at the Cal State Northridge Scholarship Office. She was like a mid-aged woman with blonde hair. And I simply went in there and I said, I just got this scholarship. Is there any other way or any other type of scholarships that exist? And when I came in there, her eyes lit up. And I looked at her and I kind of scratched my head, literally. And I wondered to myself, I wonder why she's looking that way. I had no idea that every single scholarship office on every single campus is looking for people to come in so they can give you the money. That's number one. Number one is you have to reach out and ask. You've got to reach out and ask specifically from scholarship offices on your campus. Whether you be at a high school, whether you be at a junior college, whether you be at a university, you have to seek out the scholarship and financial aid office on your campus, and you have to meet someone in person and find out who they are. They need to find out who you are. In this particular story that was my own personal experience, I went into this office, and her name was Lily Vidal. And she was such a person, just such a nice person. I'm not quite sure if she's still there or not, or if there's somebody else, but shout out to her if she's still out there. Anyway, she looked at me and she says, what's your major? And I said, mathematics. Her eyes lit up. Now, I had no idea that there's so many people who are willing to invest in people that major in STEM. And STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. There is so few Americans and so few people, not just Americans, there's so few people going into the science fields that the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields, are so needed here in the United States and across the world that people from all edges of the earth are looking for you to give you money. Because do you know why? You're the people who are going to solve our global warming. You're the people that's going to find nanotechnology to kill out cancers. You're going to find all the different cyberspace infrastructures to keep people's information safe. You are our next generation of people. And when I told her that my background was mathematics, she looked at me and she said, well, I think I have some scholarships for you. And I looked at her, and mind you, I was 16, not even 17 yet. And I looked at her and I just smiled. And she asked me what my income was. And I said, well, I'm trying to take care of myself because I had to move out, and I'm trying to pay for school myself. My mother doesn't have any money. And she looked at me, she goes, well, we'll get you something to help out. And just that statement, I remember just looking at her, and I had no idea what she was going to do. But I knew that I had help. You have to reach out and ask for help. I mean, people have to know what type of financial situation you are in. Never, ever, ever be shy to say you need financial help in the area of going to school. Not everybody has the ability to go to school and get a quality education. So that's why there exist scholarships in the first place. And the second thing is you have to learn how to write an essay. All right. Writing an essay for a scholarship is one of the most fundamental things people do not know how to do. Do you want to hear this? There is a trick to actually writing scholarships. And here's the trick. The UL scholarships essays are around 1 to 2 pages, double space. That's around 250, 500 words at most about what it is that you're going to write about. Now, most scholarships are interested in investing in you. So in every single type of essay, they are interested in, one, the proper structure for an essay. So there is a proper structure. And the proper structure of an essay is you have to have an introduction. You have to have your patterns of development, which is what you plan to explain in the essay. You have to go into detail about each thing that you're going to explain and give stories with it. And you have to have a closing, something that closes the essay down. There's different ways to actually introduce this, and I learned this from a great professor, Professor Johnny Scott. He's retired from Cal State Northridge. And there was different seven ways of introducing yourself. You can use a quote. You can start with a story. You can start with the opposite of what you were planning to prove. You could ask a series of questions. You can start out with a general topic and narrow it down to something specific. You have to grab the reader's attention. And for me, I use the fact that one out of 31,000 African-American women and women of color get a PhD in the sciences, and mathematics or the sciences. And I think it was like a better chance of being hit by lightning than actually getting this. And I wrote that. That was the quote. I read this quote and this is what it was. And that's how I started off most of my essays. And so it was a play on words because I was a mathematician using probability and showing that the need for the fact that I existed. And when you write an essay, you want to be able to show first that you know how to write. That's the key thing. And in this essay, you also want to show your background. You want to show what your major is. You want to show what you plan to do with the major, what you're doing right now in your studies. Are you working? Are you working part-time? Are you working full-time? What are you doing right now to sustain your coursework? And what are you doing to advance yourself in your particular field? So this is the one thing that is really strong that people look for when they look at essays. And most important, they want to make sure that you're going to reinvest your own skills in the community and environment in the future. Never do people want to give money to you if you plan to blow it. And it's the same thing if you are a business owner. They want to give you money because they will see it grow. It's such thing as an investment. If a business owner wants to get investments, they go to an investor. An investor gives you money in expecting that they're going to have a return on their investment, an ROI. It's the exact same concept if you're applying for a scholarship. If you're applying for a scholarship, you need to know how they are investing in you and how you plan to be a return on their investment. Meaning, what is it if you're majoring, let's say, in biology? There's tons of people of majoring in biology. What makes you so special? Well, you share how. You'd say, well, I am a biology major. I currently am in this club on campus. I have this scholarship right now. I'm looking forward to increase the number of scholarships because right now I'm working approximately 24 hours a week, and I would prefer to spend my time studying as much as possible and cutting down on the work time. What I plan to do is I plan to major in molecular biology and create different type of, and you could say what you're going to do in the future, and create different type of technologies for people to identify cancers in advance in pre-screening. Currently, there's research being done with being able to look at the DNA strand and identify where there's cancers in the body before imaging technology identifies this. My goal, and you could say whatever it is that you're doing. For example, you could say, my goal is to use this particular technology and find different infrastructures so someone doesn't necessarily have to give blood samples. They can give saliva samples and it will tell the same thing. So my goal is to be able to develop new technology for us to be able to save lives. That would be how you would show of how you plan to use that money as a return on their investment. Because remember, you're being invested into. Let's say your major is not something in the sciences. Let's say it's something like, what's something good? What's a good subject? Let's say you are majoring in theater. Let's say you're majoring in theater. Great. There's so many different ways for you to be able to get scholarships in that area too. There's so many people wanting to give scholarships across the board in so many different fields. It's not just science, technology. It is the arts. It is communications. It is all sorts of areas, and you have to know what they are. Let's say you're majoring in theater and you want a scholarship. Great. You tell them what you're doing. Currently, right now, I am auditioning in the current play, This. I have been studying musical theater works from all across the different areas and time frames, and you can share what they are, and or you could talk about your favorite composers and how you plan to change theater in the future. If you're a theater person, great. What are you going to do to enhance the way? What are you going to do? And after you graduate, are you going to create a acting school, a theater school, to be able to help people, to be able to become masters in their field? Are you going to assist in different media arts departments and with your theater background to be able to create different, let's say, TED Talks or impact theory talks that are they exist out there? So this is something for you to consider. When people are interested in investing in you, they want to see your future plan. When you can see the future for yourself and move towards a future that you envision for yourself, that's when people take interest. It's not just interest in scholarship money. It is general interest across the board. When you are focused on your future and your own well-being and how you're going to contribute to the world, there is, and this is what a part of my brain tip for the week, when you are focused on your future and what it is that you're going to do to impact this world in a positive way and how to return an investment out of all these type of skills and talents and everything that you've acquired throughout your life, when you focus on giving that back and as well as helping take care of yourself first and foremost, but also giving that back. That's when your brain reshapes. And that's when you create what I call a tree of brain wave that comes from your brain and it signals to other people to invest in you. And I write about that in my book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. I write about that specifically in chapter four and chapter five and chapter six and chapter seven. So there's like different aspects of the tree brain theory and the tree brain waves that are actually introduced and is first introduced in chapter two. So when you take a look at that book and when you actually read that, you know that that's the faith section of the brain, when you can actually see your future before anyone else does. In order for someone to invest in you, you have to see your own future. The third tip I would give about writing scholarships is that you have to have a GPA that's 3.0 or higher. Now, if you don't have one of 3.0 or higher, that's fine. There's fun and financial scholarships are available. But in general, people need a 3.0 cumulative GPA to apply for all the different scholarships that exist. Now, this is your trick. You want to take classes that will boost your GPA. Every single semester that you are in school, you want to balance it out. You want to have classes that are both difficult and extremely easy. So when you are in both types of classes, you're not overloading yourself. Now, let me give you an example of a class structure that is like not the best for you to take. If you were in taking, let's say, organic chemistry, differential equations, mathematics, electromagnetic physics, and honors English, that is not a good combination. I am so sorry to tell you. That is like one of the most horrible combinations of classwork that could possibly exist. You want to have at least two hard classes and two easy classes if you can balance it out. The reason why is this. You need a class where you can just go to it and just be happy you are learning something new. And you need a class where it can challenge you with something that's more difficult. If you take, let's say, organic chemistry and then differential equations, you want to take something a little bit easier. Like you may want to take something like theater arts so you get a chance to play and act and memorize different lines and use a different part of your brain than the scientific part. If you are taking the O-Chem and the mathematics class, then you want to take communications, gender communications, to find out how different men and women communicate because they communicate differently. So these different things that for you to know how to do and take so you can have the best opportunity possible to increase your GPA to the level that you need it. So if you are new to any campus, know that you want to shoot for a 3.0 cumulative GPA every single semester. You want to know how to write a solid essay when you have that opportunity. And then you, first and foremost, have to reach out and ask for help. There's so many different people out there who are willing to help you understand how to use all of this knowledge so you can apply it to your success. All right. I know you're wondering about what happened with my story. I went into this office. Lily Vidal was her name. And I went in there and she helped me write scholarships, write out essay for the scholarships. And when she helped me write out these essays for scholarships, it was one of the most just great experiences, because there was one year I got $25,000 in scholarship money to pay for the entire semester of schoolwork that I didn't ever have to pay back. I think it was like six or seven different scholarships I got one year. And it was simply because there was no one that was applying for the scholarships. So how many different scholarships have your name on it and you don't even know? Well, long story short, I got scholarships and I found a way to be able to work on campus through a work study aid program. I did have to take out a loan in school, but it was minimized. I didn't have to take out as much because of the fact that I got scholarships to be able to go to school. You want to minimize the amount of loans that you have to take out. And for me, I found work on campus and I was both a math tutor on campus and I was also a orientation leader on campus. So I found jobs that are on campus, so it didn't take me away from studying. So that was a great thing. And from my experience and from these scholarships and really working hard, recognizing that the scholarships were paying for me to study, I ended up graduating one out of top five out of a 6,500 graduating class. So when you think of a scholarship, I want you to do this. Imagine a check with your name on it. That, my friend, is how you change your thinking towards your investment. Well, I am so happy that you were tuned in here again to Answers Unleashed. You are able to reach me anytime through my website, answersunleashed.com. You actually will see more information about the book and the book commercial that is just released today. By the way, you're welcome to visit Cal State Northridge on the 30th, November 30th. We are having a complimentary book signing at Cal State Northridge for the Answers Unleashed book that accompanies this show. It's being sponsored by California State University Northridge. All Pierce students are invited. All Pasadena College students are invited. Santa Monica City College students are invited. Everyone, all the students here are invited in the Southern California area, because Cal State Northridge is accepting RSVPs for complimentary tickets. We're excited to announce that. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/OlympiaLapointe. You'll also find more information about the event coming up. And you are always welcome to tune in to us every single Tuesday, now at 2 o'clock here on kpcradio.com. Find us and call us at 888-88-ANSWERS. And until next time, let science and faith reshape your brain. I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you with Answers Unleashed. I'll see you next time.